Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Friday edition. I'm not nervous edition. Not only that, but the Red Sox let us down, and now game one conflicts with not only that big UW-Whitewater, UW-Lacrosse showdown, but also the Badgers edition. And the, I'm telling you right now, taking Wednesday off, given some people's plans for Tuesday night. Edition of Wilde and Tausch.
Boy, what's Tuesday night?
You tell me.
You. Yeah, you're taking Tuesday off, not Wednesday.
Oh, is it Tuesday?
No.
It's Monday?
The game's Monday night, baby.
Monday night baseball.
Off. Tuesday off. Wednesday. Might just take the whole week. Of Wilde and Tausch.
A 94.5.
Take a beat. Watch some baseball. Have a meal. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And the man who will be wearing CC Sabathia's pants around the house for the next week and a half. Not even washing them because they're lucky. It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Would it be IPT to wear my 65 Tauscher Brewer jersey to the game? Obviously, I can't go Saturday. I will be going Monday. Is it IPT to do that?
No, the only thing IPT would be for you to throw out the first pitch again.
Oh, bird! That's very fair. No, that's very fair. In that jersey.
You can wear the jersey. Definitely wear the jersey.
I don't know. It's that. Even Eleanor said, "Who would wear your first? Who would wear the jersey out there? Like, who would wear your own jersey in a stadium?" And I kind of agreed with her.
Well, yeah, but like, you're not wearing a 65 jersey. You're not wearing a Packers jersey with your name and number on it and sitting in the stands.
I'm wearing a Brewers jersey with my name on it. So,
well, lots of people wear jerseys though, and you're just
not with
have
their
one
name. They put
name
Yelich.
On. Well, you're a big
they got
deal.
Yelich. They got
there's lots of
Frelick.
People that have their. There are a lot of people
Jesse,
that have their own
how
name
many
on their
people,
jerseys.
How many people in a stadium have a jersey, a Milwaukee Brewers jersey, with their own name on the back of it?
More than you would think,
yes,
but not,
thank you, okay. Jesse.
Not by any means the
right.
like majority, but that,
right.
more than you
okay.
would think. You walk around and you see you know, a number 21, and it's like Miller.
Nelson.
Yeah, oh, who's that? Then you like, oh, it must just be that guy.
All right.
So here,
I'm going to wear something Brewers. I'm going to wear something Brewers. I won't wear my.
If the like Milwaukee Brewers franchise gave you a custom Mark Tauscher jersey, I think that makes it perfectly acceptable for you to wear.
Couldn't agree more
also,
with Jesse.
You were a professional athlete. You had like it's not like you're me wearing a jersey or like you.
It's
that, that's kind of noteworthy if you're wearing a jersey. You should wear that as much as possible.
And let's be honest here.
I'll think about it.
And I say this with nothing but love in my heart for you. You don't exactly blend in. So it's not as if you were wearing a jersey with your name and number and people wouldn't recognize, hey, that's Tausch, if it wasn't
sure.
for the 65 Brewers jersey. Like if you were wearing it so people would know who you are because you're, you know, I don't know, pick your favorite Barry Stokes. Right, we love Barry Stokes around here, but how many people, if Stokey went to the game with you on Monday night, how many people would know who he was? Even if you wore a Barry Stokes, was he 67? What was he?
79. He was 79.
If he wore his Barry Stokes 79 Brewers jersey, how many people would know he was Barry Stokes?
It's a good question. I don't know, Jason.
So
I
what
would
I'm
think
saying
he was
is,
a random guy got his custom jersey at the
yes,
shop
exactly.
in the right
big
field
guy.
Corner.
Yeah.
Or you
big
thought
guy,
it was Eric Stokes, who's now leading the NFL in pass breakups, as someone tweeted at us yesterday.
Yeah, he's crushing it. He's just needed to get away from the Packers, apparently.
All right, so how nervous are you? Jason, how nervous are you?
I was really hoping that the Padres would win. Look.
Sure.
If the Brewers emerge victorious from this series and they advance to the NLCS, I will admit that I was worried about nothing. I don't know. It's not as if I know the San Diego Padres roster up and down. I'm not going to pretend that I do. I just they're a less frequent opponent. Then the Cubs, it's not a intense rivalry. I just wanted them to avoid the Cubs. I wanted the Cubs to lose yesterday so they'd be donezo, gonzo, we'll never forget you, Greg, and move on. And then they would not be a factor. And now they are in a position where they can hurt the team that we want to see advance all the way and then win the World Series trophy. That's all. That's
would
how
you-
I feel.
Could you make the argument, we've had, obviously, the NFL is king. Could you make the argument that this series will be the most intense rivalry of any of Wisconsin sports this century?
So I was thinking about this last night after
because
the...
Because initially, obviously, we all are going to think Bears, Packers... 2011 NFC Championship game. But this feels more intense.
Played in 2011,
almost, which
yeah.
sounds crazy.
So the problem with most of the Packers rivalries, I would say, you know, that, and you were part of it in the early aughts, as you like to call it. There was some pretty good intensity to Packers Vikings. And then
for sure.
when Brett Favre went there, and Jesse went with him, it ratcheted up even further. Like, that feels to me like the feverest of fever pitch rivalry with Wisconsin sports at the time. But this, yeah, this trumps certainly Packers-Bears because for so much of the Bears, like, even though the Bears and the Packers were playing that NFC Championship game in January of 2011, They were still the Bears, right? You kind of had this attitude of, well, we've owned, I mean, not to the degree that Aaron Rodgers would later be, I own you, I still own you, them. But, like, the rivalry had already been lopsided. And so, yes, they were meeting for a trip to the Super Bowl, but they're, in the back of your mind, it was still, well, they're the Bears. We don't lose to the Bears. Whereas the Cubs, right? So I would say that this takes the cake, and I am very curious. You know, our friend Brian Anderson, who was great yesterday, put me in my place, pros versus Joes, and basically gave me his version of the Mike McCarthy polluted mindset speech. Yes. And I'm okay with that. I appreciate that. I fully acknowledge, which I believe I did when we brought up Mike and that great graphic that I wish someone would make into a T-shirt where he's got like the polluting smokestacks coming out of his hat. I agree it's a polluted mindset. I don't disagree with you. It doesn't change how I feel. I'm not proud of it, but that's how I feel. And so I'm nervous. I'm curious how other people feel now that it is indeed the Cubs. You're not, are you nervous? Are you, what are you? You're not uber confident, are you?
No, I mean, I'm not, I think it's a coin flip series. I mean, obviously, if you look at how things went, but I'm incredibly confident. Now, I don't want to put all of our eggs in one basket because you know how that goes. I think this series will be won or lost on Saturday.
In game one,
we have our
tomorrow.
Yes. Well, that's what I think, because the Cubs have had to go through and utilize everybody.
Whoever wins game one of the series is winning the World Series. Like
the most important game one in the history of game one.
They're winning this series.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I know what I'm
dealing with. Don't you feel like in a five game series where you got to get to three, and you have your best, most consistent pitcher going?
Uh-huh.
On full rest, with the Cubs scrambling to piece together what they're going to do after their bullpen and everything that happened yesterday through an intense three-game series, don't you feel like everything is going to come down to tomorrow?
No.
It just feels that way to me because there is a confidence that goes with your horse, and it's no longer all the depth. I think our bullpen is better than the Cubs. But if Freddie Peralta, who is our horse, if they get him, don't you feel like that momentum might just completely overwhelm the rest of the operation? Because that's the sense I get. Obviously, you still got to get to three, but it just feels like to me we need to get tomorrow. We got to get tomorrow.
All right, help me out here. Jesse, because you obviously have been doing all the scheduling. You do a great job with that. Is it 2-2-1 for this series?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Actually, I don't think, Jesse, you don't do scheduling anymore, right?
That's
I just want to make sure we're factually.
Not so much, but right? I have placed all of the potential Brewers playoff games on my personal calendar, and I can share that with old
calendar.
T on his calendar to put on the fridge and whatever else so you know when the games are.
Wait,
so.
You have access to the Tauscher family calendar, so it just says baseball?
I think I might after this.
1 p.m.
Yes. So 1 o'clock Saturday, game one. Then there's a day off, which is kind of nice, I guess. Game two, Monday night, 8 o'clock at American Family Field. Then another day off.
Tauscher wears pajamas so he could sleep in the car on the way home.
Wednesday, Thursday at Wrigley Field for games three and, if needed, game four. And then if there is a game five, back at AmFam Field on Saturday next weekend.
What time Saturday?
We don't know the times of games three, four, or five.
I feel
yet.
Like if Jesse had the times, he would have given us the times.
Maybe.
You got to be a little flexible when it comes to the baseball postseason.
Flex scheduling.
There's also, like, the American League games are, they have game fours on Wednesday, so I don't even know if they're going to announce the time of game three until, like, Tuesday. So it's very, you know, last minute, some of this stuff, putting together the times for some of these games in the DS.
In the DS. Yeah, that's nice. So you're going on Monday night. Do you believe, in addition to your belief, that game one will decide the five-game series?
Yep.
Do you believe it will be a five-game series? Do you believe we'll be back a week later on Saturday? We'll be spending Friday, next Friday's show, splitting our show between Brewers-Cubs game five and Packers-Bengals green and gold preview, prize picks for the weekend, all the stuff we would normally do on a non-bye week.
I believe this will be a four-game series. So, no. That's what I believe. I think we win it in four.
So the Brewers win the first two at home, and then they take game four in Wrigley, and off we go.
That's what I hope, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And Craig's got to ride back to on the Hiawatha, fully uniformed up, back
cleats.
To Whitefish Bay with a big L chain around his neck. That's the goal. That's
Fly
what we're
the
looking
L.
for.
That'd be
All
nice.
Right. Well, we'll have to wait and see if that occurs. But I'm eager to. I want to know how Brewers fans.
So,
feel.
Jason, the variable that I'm nervous about. Baseball's a different beast. It's a timing game. It's a skill game. It's a game of intensity when the postseason happens. The postseason again. Everybody will say, "Well, NHL is the best," and NFL. Yep. From a just white knuckle drama standpoint. And now that you're invested, like it's one thing to watch the Red Sox and Yankees and you want to have something happen so you can watch the game in its full.
Sure, agreed.
It's another thing if it's a team you've
it's
invested
your, team.
Your summer in mm-hmm. and you did that. That to me is where the intensity of that is just so deep. You had 6 days off. How intense can? How quickly can you get that back?
Rust versus that's
rest. That's the question. That's the question, and that's if we're gonna be a little nervous about it. That's what I would say we're nervous about.
I'm not sure. I love for as much criticism as I've received.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like you're in. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
No. Jason, here's the deal. I am confident. I think this team should strut. This team should peacock itself. You should be strutting around. It shouldn't be. But you also, from an analyst standpoint, which is what I am, I analyze what I believe is going through the thought process of these guys, and that there is something about rolling. You guys haven't had 6 days off and on. You're going to be a little bit, you're not going to be as sharp, I wouldn't believe, as you would be if you were taking, you had a day or 2 days off. So to sit here and say that they're going to be star-spangled awesome, man, I hope so. And if they're rejuvenated and they had great simulated games, awesome. That'd be great. But to think that you could take 6 days off and you're going to just be spry as ever, we got to see. But I believe that this team should be favored. This team should be rocking and rolling. And I disagree with BA. I disagree with you. I don't think this team should be anybody's underdog. We're the best blanking team in baseball for 162 weeks or 162 days. Now we see it's a sprint. This part's a sprint, and we'll see how fast we are.
For the record, according to ESPN Bet, the Brewers are not underdogs in the series. Minus 120 to win the series. Cubs, it's even money if you want to bet them to win the series, according to ESPN Bet.
I'm sorry, I haven't been listening at all. The Brewers just released a video of Mark Tauscher in his jersey with the help of UW Credit Union. Shaking hands, kissing babies, handing out baseballs, dapping people up.
Yeah. Positive
vibes.
This
is great.
Hey, it's about positive vibes. All you Nellies like Jason, it's about positive vibes now. We don't have time for all this, oh, shucks, I don't know, it could lose to Craig Council. It's got to be positive vibes.
Oh. Well, this video is full of positive vibes right up until the point you throw your pitch.
Oh no, they included that in there?
They included that at the end.
Oh no.
Well, it's not like Jesse hasn't put it out 5 million
times.
Well,
they could have just cut it right, like, as you're throwing it. Like, because you don't know where it's going as it's just leaving your
hand.
That's
true.
Yeah, cut to black, like the end of The Sopranos. Yeah. You never know what happens.
Just put Finn on the board, yes. We will take your calls.
Okay.
Are you feeling the positive vibes brought to you by the Brewers and UW Credit Union and Mark Tauscher in this great video post? I mean, they literally posted this while we were talking, 9:12. Are you feeling that, or are you nervous? And I hope I'm in a distinct, incredible, tiny little minority. I hope most people are like, Wildy's a chicken little. Nothing to worry about. We're going to be fine. I hope that's the case. I will be happy to be alone on this. And then I will be happy to be wrong as well. What you don't want to be wrong on is your windows. And I know Gina Della is here to make sure that we're not.
And when it comes to your home, the smart play is to trust Gina Della and her great team at Pella Windows and Doors. And this month only, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella Windows for as low as $297 a month. That's zero, and you get zero interest for up to 60 months. It's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense, not only by the Milwaukee Brewers, but also by Pella Windows, stopping all of the drafts that you don't want in your windows. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Treb in the YouTube comments. I'm a little nervous about facing Castellanos. It's a pretty good callback from yesterday. Very well done.
That's pretty good.
If you missed that, you can't hear it on Spotify yet because we haven't gotten that fixed, but you can hear it on the ESPN Wisconsin app. All right, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Tausch is milling about AmFam Field spreading. I mean, not right now, but the video was released now. Spreading positive vibes, handing out baseballs. Like, oh, kids are excited. They're dapping them up. It's awesome. Is that how you feel going into the Brewers-Cubs NLDS? Or are you a nervous Nelly? That'd be me. That'd be my role in this equation. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Your vibes. We'll take them on the Carbless Talk and Text Line next. It's Will Dean's House.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more. Before we get to that, I always love to check in on the pulse of the YouTube comments early on when we do something non-Packers related. A few comments, including from Jim, do Packers. In fairness, and I totally get that, I'm certainly much more comfortable when that's the focus of our show, because I feel like I know a thing or two about them. It is the bye week. We're talking about the Brewers in the NLDS. I think this would be one of those exceptions where if the Packers were playing their matchup with the Philadelphia Eagles like they are in a couple of weeks, I think then we'll have a little more of a challenging scenario.
What about with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
That one as well. That will be one that will obviously draw a lot of attention, but I, I'm We'll get to some Packers, I promise.
If you're going to say do Packers, at least say, like, what? Like, what do you want us to say? Wow, those name Packers players? That what? Like,
I don't think that's what he means. I think you know what he means.
Give us something to talk about then, Jim. Don't just complain. Be solutions-oriented in the YouTube comments.
Go boo in a bar. You're basically saying go boo in a bar.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying.
Go boo in a bar. That started, by the way, we're starting to have a little bit of an epidemic. I was getting after Sherry Sackett for this morning. On WBEV 95.3 in Beaver Dam, our buddy Wade Bates was playing some of the cuts off of the new Taylor Swift album, and she is not a Taylor Swift fan, and she was taking some criticism for trying to stop him, and she said, "Well, go listen to something else." I'm like, "Hey, wait a minute. You're like in charge down there. You can't say that. What are you, Barry Alvarez?
Go boo in a bar."
Anyway, in the YouTube comments, a couple things. Michael says, because Tausch said it is a game one must win, that you should not be allowed to watch the rest of the series if the Brewers lose game one. I think that's a little bit harsh. But I do disagree with your about game one. A lot of ball games still to be played.
There is, but so just wait a second. So if you don't believe in momentum and beating someone's best pitcher on full rest, that doesn't mean that the series is over. I'm saying if that happens. What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You
interrupted. What?
You kind of said that.
It's a huge game. Yes, I think whoever wins game one wins the series. Okay. That doesn't mean it's donezo. All right, you know what? I won't say. I'm going to start wilting. I hope the game goes well. Well, what? No, yeah. You guys don't think game one is going to set? Yeah, exactly. All right, fine. The Brewers lose game one. I ain't going to another game. Thank you, Rick. Rick, you just had all these positive vibes. Just pissed me off. All right, the hell with Rick.
The Brewers and UW Credit Union are counting on your
positive
vibes.
Yeah, my vibes were great.
Don't let Michael drag you down.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to let Rick bring me down. You know what? I let that emotion get the better of me. I'm going to the game Monday if the Brewers win, lose, or draw. But then I'll say Monday's game will be a must-win game. If that's the case.
If they draw,
my
it's really going to be interesting.
What's irritating from Rick is that you have to – it's frustrating because –
he changes YouTube name to Rick we all now know, because of this.
Do we not all feel like Saturday afternoon's really critical to what's going on? You're not out of anything until you're last out. We've seen that movie before with the 86 Mets and – the Blue Jays in 93. Like, we've seen all of this before, right? But it just feels like this team, there is a little, you got youth getting off to that and letting these guys exhale. It's going to be a pressure cooker at AmFam on Saturday. It'll be a pressure cooker Monday, but it certainly will have some of the pressure relieved if your best pitcher goes out and throws six, seven, great innings of baseball on Saturday, and they win, and all of a sudden then it's Monday, you can really start putting the hammer down. It's a big, big game.
All right. Again, Rick. I'm
hopeful.
I can't
believe I let Rick get me like that. All that positive vibes, and then Rick got me.
Michael.
Can't watch the game.
Jim has now responded to Jesse. He would like us to discuss Marshawn Lloyd and Christian Watson's situations. Also the fact that Jordan Love is playing at an elite level. We'll get to that later in the program. 844-770.
I don't think we're going to talk about Marshawn Lloyd.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't foresee us discussing. Like, they may open up the practice window for him and for Watson. We asked about Watson on Tuesday, and he said that they have been having discussions about that, which is an encouraging sign that he's at least close enough for them to consider opening the window.
Watson will be playing before that Eagle game.
Yeah, and nothing against Marshawn Lloyd. By the way, Jim, I hope you appreciate this. Nothing against Marshawn Lloyd, But I want Emmanuel Wilson as the number two running back. What more does that guy have to do to show you that he is productive?
No, he is.
I mean, it's not his fault Love threw that check down to him.
Hey, he's the number two running back. Book it.
I understand.
Question for you. This is not the same.
Oh, boy.
When Brett Favre went to play for the Minnesota Vikings. This counsel to the Cubs is not the same, but it's the next closest thing.
I agree.
The vitriol he felt on that Memorial Day a couple years ago or whenever it was, last year, I guess, right?
Last year,
when
yes, sir.
He was that manager. Was
Go
intense.
Boo at the stadium.
I wasn't there, but it was intense, right?
And you uh-huh.
had KBN's crew go down to Whitefish Bay Park and talk about, I don't know what they all did, but there's a lot of angst.
They buried a bobblehead. Yeah.
Buried stuff. And I've always said, you know how time heals everything? And I've said this, and when Brett joined our show a bunch, I would always ask him, and he would never give me an answer. If the Minnesota Vikings had won a World Championship that season,
ugh.
He ain't getting that welcome back. Not from us. Maybe some Jesse and the boys might still be Viking fans if that happened. If Craig Counsell beats the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs beat them this series, I don't know if he ever gets welcomed back.
Jesse, as the number one Craig Counsell hater, what say you?
I think it's already going to take a long way for Craig Counsell to be welcomed back at some point.
So, Jesse, here's why I would say not, because if the Brewers go on and win this World's Championship and they beat the Cubs, it's like when all was forgotten after Aaron Rodgers led us to a championship. It was, that's cute. Oh, thank you for your service. That's cute. We just did something without you, and you actually sped up our process and brought down a rival. Now, I don't think the Cubs are going to fall off a cliff, but if the Brewers find a way to do this, nobody's going to think about Craig Counsell. It's going to be about Pat Murphy, and it's going to be about the Brewers. And then in 15 or 20 years, when they're going to put Craig Counsell up on the Walk of Fame or whatever it is, people will say, well, we appreciate it. And then Craig got us Pat, and Pat took us to the chip. It ain't going to be the other way. If that happens the other way and Counsell leads them, the vitriol will ratchet up into a bunch. And there will be a big chunk of the fan base that says, I'm out. And it would have happened, I believe, with Favre in Minnesota, too. I do.
I find myself wondering if that's true only because it would appear that Brett Favre can do just about anything and people forgive him and still love him. But I would tend to agree with you that winning a Super Bowl for the Minnesota Vikings would be the one bridge too far.
That would be the Teflon that would not, that it would stick.
It would, yes. I agree. I don't think it is.
Is there any? I mean, Counsell is the next closest thing.
So yeah,
in
so
Wisconsin sports, to that.
The only problem with the analogy, the only one, is that while Counsell grew up in Milwaukee, and you know, I loved that commercial he did when they were still bad, you know, and it was all the flashbacks to him being a kid, like I was. We're roughly the same age, going to County Stadium, watching Robin Yount and Paul Molitor, and the whole thing. The only thing is, he, unlike Favre, is not one of the greatest to ever put on the uniform, right? So,
right.
If
greatest
if
it, manager,
he was the greatest manager, but Murphy's giving him a run now.
Oh, you tried to fire the guy,
and I was wrong, obviously.
Counsel's
that,
done
did
it
you just hear that?
He's gonna,
that was an admission that he tried to fire him.
No, I
and
said,
of course,
I was
we
wrong.
All know that, Jason.
But he Counsell's never admits been, listen, it man, until now.
I never said I wanted
Craig
him
Counsell
fired.
Is the best manager that the Milwaukee Brewers have ever had, and he's ahead of Pat Murphy as we sit here today. Like, how are you going to argue that? It's not an argument you can win.
If Pat Murphy beats him head-to-head in an NLDS,
and
he's
they
out.
Win a World Series, then –
Yeah.
Then we could start having that conversation.
If Pat Murphy gets the Brewers to the NLCS, he gets them just as far as Craig Counsell ever got them. So regardless of the quantity of playoff, it doesn't matter.
Do it longer.
It doesn't matter. It's a fresh new batch of players outside of like two guys. It's Pat Murphy would be right there with Craig Counsell and Harvey Keen if they beat the Cubs in this series.
How long was Harvey Keen the manager?
He had 82. That's what mattered.
Well, by the way, Geriad in the YouTube comments, if the Brewers win, should Murphy call for Jesse's job? Now that would be amazing.
We could start having a conversation. We could start asking if we should have the conversation. That would be fair, Geriad.
I'm going to go to the bullpen for Hunter. All right. I do want to get to some text messages. We had some fun in the YouTube comments. We checked the box of some Brewers and some Packers conversation, but I really do want to know if I'm...
Oh, by the way, we can't sell our tickets. I've always been... I know the Packers get irritated when there's Honolulu blue and there's Minnesota purple.
Yeah, they do.
And there's black and orange, whatever, and what...
And Honolulu blue really...
Playoffs are different. Counsell is calling out all of his Cubs fans to get up here.
He did.
We can't see an over. We can't. It can't be Chicago blue. Can't.
You're tipping our pitches on some of our texts we're getting coming in on how we feel about the series. So.
Well, let's get to those coming up. Mm-hmm. It's a great topic. Okay. Speaking of great, I am told that the early returns have been very positive and a lot of interest in our trip to England, Scotland, and Wales with Colette. So I'm very excited about that because I was, again, talking to the Beaver Dam team. Wade is going on a trip to Tuscany with Colette.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Which, if this goes well, maybe I'll become a worldwide traveler with Colette. And you heard Homer earlier in the week talk about his trip to Ireland and how amazing that was. So it's an awesome opportunity with Colette. You can join me on July 5th. That's when our departure is, to go to England, Scotland, and Wales. We're going to see Big Ben in London. We're going to go to Edinburgh or Edinburgh. I guess I've been saying that wrong.
Edinburgh.
Now I'm not sure which one it is.
Someone said Edinburgh.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Bruh. Castle. It's a castle. Whichever one you want, whatever you want to call it, it's a pretty cool castle. The storybook villages of Chester and Shakespeare's Stratford-upon-Avon. We've got all kinds of fun things that we've got planned. A scenic train ride through the rolling hills that lead us right in to the medieval, some might say it differently, city of York. It's all part of the incredible journey. If you're interested, all you have to do is text TRAVEL, the word TRAVEL, to 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. And if you want to add your thoughts on Brewers Cubs, when you do that, go right ahead as well. Or you could just go to ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com. That's ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com for full details. More of your texts, not about our travel to Great Britain, but rather Brewers Cubs next. It's Will Dean Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Let's get to some of your texts, then we'll play some trivia. Jesse, you got to skip over all the ones that texted TRAVEL to 844-770-3776 to find out more about our trip.
I don't know if you're joking, but they're rolling in. I see them right here. Travel,
awesome.
Travel. People are interested.
We're really excited.
Edinburgh.
Brava. All right, skip those. What do you got?
I've had this one up for a little bit here. I wanted to get your thoughts on this from Lumberjack John. Good opportunity to exercise the demons by beating the Cubs.
Do we have demons?
Oh, we've got demons. Brewers.
What is the biggest demon?
The Demon Deacons, the Blue Demons.
But you are asking about the Brewers demon, not like in the aura of demons. What's the biggest demon, so, right? Just want to clarify.
Jesse, don't try to buy time. You answered that question that Jason just posed from Lumberjack John. You snap reacted, and you can't. What is the biggest demon?
Cardinals 2011 NLCS.
1982 Cardinals Game 7, and Gorman Thomas strikes out.
I would say Dodgers 18.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Trent Grisham in the outfield where he botches the play, and if he doesn't botch that baseball, they win the game, and then the Nationals went on to win the World Series. They had the path.
I heard whoever won that wild card game was going to win the World Series.
2021, the Braves beat the Brewers, go on to the World Series. The Diamondbacks come in and sweep us in two games in the wild card round. In 22, they go to the World Series.
No, I know the list of it. What's demonic about that? They just came in and beat us.
Because great regular seasons struggle in the postseason, especially against either divisional opponents or teams that we've become familiar with, like the Dodgers.
Okay.
Which adds to...
I'm with you on
which
this.
I understand where Jason's coming from, being more nervous about this. Like, if they were playing the Padres, of course you want the Brewers to win. You're going to be nervous hanging on every pitch if you're a Brewers fan. But there is more at stake, win or lose, by playing the Cubs for the long-standing rivalry and the legacy of the managers and the franchises and everything, because it's the first time they're ever playing in the postseason. So that's just like playing the Cardinals in 2011 or in 82. Like, that's what's at stake here.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's demons. I mean, obviously, we feel snake bit, and we feel like we've had opportunities. Demons is strong. But this will go a long way. This series is obviously, from a psychological standpoint, it's huge. And it's, I think, huge on one end. And I don't like being on that end, but that is where we're at. Like this, I think, and we're acting like the Cubs are some world beaters. The Cubs ain't the Yankees. Like, the Packers are the Yankees. The Cubs ain't the Yankees. Cubs got one blanking World Series in 150 years. Like, let's stop acting like this is some juggernaut of an operation. They're lovable losers as long as we can ever remember. They get one chip in 2016, and now we're sitting here, oh, the big bad Cubs and all this other stuff. I'm out on that.
When you're talking about brands nationally, yeah, Yankees, Cubs, Red Sox, Dodgers, like, those are the big four. Cardinals, maybe.
The Cubs have one championship, Jesse. Big brands nationally have more than one championship in the modern era. Like, come on. So let's not get it twisted, but there's no doubt this is a, like, I'm speaking complete just what, it's nonsensical, no blank. Like, this is a huge series psychologically. If the Brewers don't get it done this weekend, or this over this course of this five-game series, it's going to be, I don't want to even be, it's going to be miserable. But that's not how you look at it. That's not how the clubhouse looks at it.
That's how I look at it.
It's got to just be staying in the present. And I hope we don't have as many fans as I think we might that feel like Jason.
All right, I want to get to a call, and then we'll get to more of your texts. I also, the hold on to your tickets thing that you stated, I think that is a theme. I saw a message from Coach Mack who sent that to us, a few others. I want to get into that as well. Let's take a quick call so we can play trivia, and then we'll circle back to people's vibes. Okay. As I have just finished sharing the Brewers tweet of your vibes and that beautiful family of yours and all the dapping up you were doing as you made your way around AmFam Field. Let's go to Steve in Middleton. Steve, thanks for holding on. Good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How are those vibes?
I am nervous but very optimistic, and I'm glad it's the Cubs, and I don't care how many of their fans come up here. I hope we win in five to make it as painful as possible for them and send their rear ends back to Illinois across the border with that bum manager.
Get him, Steve.
I want to ask the big skipper a question, too.
I think that's you, Tausch.
Yep.
I figured. say, what do you think about starting Quintana in the third game and then have Mizorowski come in about the fourth inning?
Oh.
So I think if I'm betting, I would think that's probably the thought process. But the question is, where will you be more comfortable? Because if you're going to throw Miz, Miz is not going to be more than two or three innings, I would think. Is he going to be more comfortable right out of the gate, or is he going to be more comfortable coming in with a lead? You know what I mean? He's not been – it's not been a position, at least as he's been up in the major leagues, that he's been in. That will be a very interesting decision that Pat Murphy makes, how he's going to approach Game 3. And that even makes Game 1 even more important. Because Game 3 is going to be we just, you know, depending on how the first two games goes, that
first
could be
big.
You hope it's not a bucket emptier, but that's obviously going to be a big thought in how they approach it. I would bet that you go Quintana and then Miz.
Yeah,
that would be my guess.
I despise the wait and let's wait and see what happens discussion, but.
What are you going to do? You have to adjust, Jesse. You can't keep hammering your head against the wall.
Excuse me.
And then we'll see if the wall breaks. Eventually, you got to move.
That was the first part of my sentence. There was a comma there, and then I was going to continue. It's punctuation Friday.
Don't get into your semicolons and your punctuation.
I despise generally when we have conversations. Well, let's wait and see what happens. But I really do think the decision for who pitches and starts Game 3 depends on what happens in Games 1 and 2. If they're up 2-0,
Jesse, it's split 1-1.
Quintana.
What do you do?
Quintana starts Game 3.
Okay, it's 2-0 Milwaukee.
Miz starts Game 3, if it's me.
0-2.
Quintana.
So you're going to start Quintana.
But all hands on deck.
Why would you not start Quintana? Okay.
Like, it's Quintana with a short leash, and you're going bullpen. You're you know, out by out figuring this thing out the rest of the way, if you're down 2-0. But I think if you're comfortable throwing Miz out there, if you're up 2-0, and you can throw, and if Miz is hot and he has a great start and you end up being able to sweep the Cubs in three, if he's good, you're in a good spot. If he struggles, all right, you might not win Game 3, then you can bring in, you know, Tobias Myers or someone else to finish it out, save Quintana for Game 4, and you still got two more chances to close up shop. That's the way I would approach it. I'm sure Murph has his own ideas for what he's going to do. It'll be totally different.
I'm sure he's listening to get your thoughts.
I'm sure he ain't going to listen to me, but that's what I would do.
All right. So, Jesse, you're telling me you want to keep going with text, so we'll push back trivia to
later.
Yeah,
we can wait on trivia. We got more text rolling, and we can get to those.
We'll take more of your texts and your calls on the Carbless Talk and text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and text line. Tausch, I know that you can't enjoy a Tito's during game one because you'll be calling the game from the big house as the Badgers take on Michigan. But I'm guessing game two, there might be a Tito's in there somewhere.
Oh, we'll get after it for game two. Hopefully it'll be a 1-0 lead. We'll be celebrating. You know, it's what we love doing. And with Tito's Handmade Vodka, it's always my go-to. Doesn't matter if it's a morning tip and you have a Bloody Mary, if it's an afternoon, if you're golfing, or if it's at a ball game and you want to go lemonade, make sure it's Tito's in your glass. Tito's also gives back in a big way. They partner with nonprofits doing real good out in the communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, let's make it with Tito's Handmade Vodka, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Get some more of your Brewers Cubs thoughts, including this ticket issue. Because, again, Michael, known by some on the panel as Rick, now in the YouTube comments, if you're offered $2,000 for your ticket, are you still saying no? I owe it to the Brewers to not sell it to a Cubs fan. It's an interesting question.
Yes,
very tough.
We'll tackle that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
know what face value is for tickets for the game on tomorrow?
Well, where?
Well, I guess I figured you knew that that meant there, because I obviously know that there's a variance.
Let's go lower.
So here, I'll tell you
this. Let's go lower.
So up north, Joe and I are going on Monday night. So Tausch.
Oh my God! You yeah. and up north Joe and Tausch.
Yeah.
And whoever he's going with.
Yeah.
I'm definitely taking.
How
Tuesday
are we
going
to get? How are we going to get trivia done on Tuesday?
We're going to do a lot of tailgating. Here. We could probably write trivia questions for a month based on how much time we're going to be out in the park.
I don't have any of the correct answers.
Yeah, could get real interesting depending on how many Coors Lights we do in tribute to Uke before the game, but.
Oh, that's a good pull.
Thank you very much. So up north, Joe and I paid $80 a piece for the 200 level in the outfield. So
okay, like, that's not that is that you bought those from the Brewers.
Yep, left field line, $80 a piece for game two Monday night.
Awesome.
Okay, money well spent.
I agree.
So if Georgie from Wrigleyville calls you and up
north. You took that long to get to Wrigleyville?
Well, I was trying to think of a suburb that was
Naperville,
Lincoln Park,
Naperville, or yeah. I was trying to think of something I couldn't. So thanks for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
And they offer you $400.
Norman Naperville.
$400 a ticket. What are you and up north Joe doing?
There is no way I would sell a ticket to a Cubs fan for any amount of money for a playoff game. And I know you're going to say, there's no not amount. Like, if someone offers me $1 million for game two of the NLDS, sure.
If I may interrupt, AC in the YouTube comments of ESPN Madison is actually in real time checking the prices of tickets now that we've started this. The most expensive ticket that is on the secondary market per AC, who clearly is someone that we can trust and is giving us accurate information because he's in the YouTube comments and everything's accurate in the YouTube chat. $1,100 is right now the most expensive secondary market ticket. It is, again, per AC, second row behind home plate. Okay?
Okay.
The tickets that Jesse is talking about, those are $250 plus right now per AC, the ticket broker in our YouTube chat. So you're telling me.
It's a lot more constructive than Jim's commentary.
Indeed. So we appreciate you, AC. Thank you for your service. So there is no number. Is there a number that Becca would say, honey?
Oh, but. I'm worried about, I'm glad I'm going to the game Monday night because Becca would be asleep probably before first pitch and I would be a nervous wreck watching it on the big TV in the basement. So that, Becca's not a big Brewers fan. So,
but she would like extra money in the household.
I'm sure she would. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just went on this Disney trip for pretty cheap.
And you're saying there's no amount of money. Like if someone came to you right now and said $750. You guys get $1,500 between the two of you for your $80 tickets. You're like, nope, I'm going. Forget you.
This is our biggest rival. I understand we are not the Cubs' biggest rival. This is the Brewers' biggest rival. Our former manager chose to leave our organization to go be the manager of that team. We are the best team in baseball. This may be our best chance ever to go win the World Series. And we're hosting them in Game 2 of the NLDS, first time ever in postseason history, playing the biggest rival to our team. And if you consider selling those tickets for any amount of money, then you don't deserve to be a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers. Shame on you for doing that. Unacceptable. If you want to sell your tickets to a June game, I'll be upset with you, but I'll understand it if you want to get triple price for it. You cannot sell a ticket to a postseason game. They went 26 years without being in the postseason for a stretch. I wasn't sure when I was a kid if they were ever going to get to the playoffs in my lifetime. And now they're in the golden age of baseball, and now they get the chance, the opportunity to play the Cubs in one of the biggest series in franchise history. And if you're going to consider selling your tickets to the rival team's fans to come up because you can make a few extra bucks.
That's more than a few.
Like, go drive for Uber. instead. Make a few extra bucks that way. Like, figure it out a different. Yeah, figure it out a different way. Pick up a side job. Like,
go
do
Uber
something. Do something else besides sell your tickets to Cubs fans or on the secondary market in general. If you don't know you're selling to Cubs fans, like, keep those tickets. Go to the game. You bought them for a reason.
Okay. Jerriad in the YouTube comments also pointed out tickets are higher than he was expecting. So I don't know if he was planning on making the trip from Canton, Ohio for this, but the price point is a little bit higher than he anticipated. Jesse, what do we got on the text line when it comes to this topic?
Yeah, Don in Sun Prairie chimes in. I'm not nervous about being a better team than the Cubs because I think we are, but I am nervous about how many Cubs fans may be at AmFam for our playoff games.
What are we thinking? 40%? 30%?
God, I hope not.
What's it normally like for a normal Brewers-Cubs regular season game that you have attended and gotten into, not fisticuffs, but maybe a disagreement or two over the years?
50-50, and the day games skew Cubs.
It'll be less than 50-50.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think if we can get it to 25-75, I think we'll be happy with that. Don't you think?
Yeah.
It should be 80-20. That's my thought. It should be 80-20. If Brewers fans gobbled these tickets up before they even knew that the Cubs would be the opponent, it should be 80-20. And I hope Brewers fans aren't selling their tickets on the secondary market to make a few bucks just because the game's at 8 p.m. or whatever.
That doesn't help, though, right? Doesn't help. That late start.
It's probably better than 2 p.m. Because at least,
right,
like,
take the day off of school, you go to the game too. All right, we will we'll pivot to some Packers conversation for the gyms of the world coming up during the 10 o'clock hour. Want to remind you, Grubelov's is great partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. I see Dave in those commercials walking around with his Brewers shirts. Kind of like Gabe had all of his hung up during Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning behind him. He had the eye black on. He's ready. He's committed. He's all in. And so are Gruber Law Offices when it comes to helping you if you've been injured in an accident. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Or go to the website gruber-law.com to find out more. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.